talk just so I can hear you, please?
Check one two. Yeah.
I'm gonna wear these just so I can hear. Like, sometimes people get off mic, so I'm gonna wear these just so I can hear if you're off mic.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to wear them. I'll do it.
Okay.
Unless you want to. No, we're good. All right.
I think I'm okay.
I need the mic for a second. Let's try this again. Just to rip the mic away. There you go. Sorry,
Kristen. No mic for you.
No mic for you. Hey, this is John. This is a messed up home from here. I have a co-host, but you're never going to hear her because I just ripped her microphone away from her. My co-host is Kristen Rowe, who you know. She's an amazing human being.
She's rocking my t-shirt.
Oh, and she's wearing a Tasha Barnes t-shirt. Here, wait. Okay, you can have that back now.
Okay.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce?
Oh, I would love to introduce.
Okay, go.
Today, on Home From Here with John
and
Kristen.
Wow, that's nice. Ooh, yeah, right?
Nice. Yeah,
have you been practicing?
Mic check, check, check. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good. Somebody's been practicing.
We have Alice, and we have Natasha, and we have Julie of Train and Thrive Fitness.
And wow. All right, who's telling us what Train and Thrive Fitness is? Julie.
Coach okay. Julie's going to
apparently take Julie's so. Taking over.
Okay, hi. So Train and Thrive Fitness is a business. Is a business.
It's a,
it's a business.
Train and Thrive Fitness.
That's my influence.
That's the t-shirt. Train and Thrive Fitness.
It's a business.
Right. We're all about the bit. So, I'm just trying to get bit. I work out and I'm not feeling bit.
Played it. No, I'm sure. Okay. Oh, boy.
That's what happens
this
when you come right from work.
Off
really.
The rails.
Yeah. Off the charts. Okay. So what my vision is for Train and Thrive and what I really want it to be about is about us helping people strive to become a better than they were yesterday in their health and fitness. And that means, you know, small mini goals. And I'm coming from a place where I just started this. And I was in a lot of fear of doing this. And with the help of our little co-host here and a lot of other support, but I gotta say, she was my main drive, my main, my throat chakra's blocked. No, I could say that she was a big influence, and I really admire her and what she does and how she helps people. And
she's badass.
Yeah, she's badass.
Yes.
And she's crying. So stop it.
That's the word. That's my word of, you know, the year.
So when you say you started this, what is this?
So this is a health and fitness business where we either go to people's homes or go to the gym. I'm a trainer and have many certificates. I have a nutrition certificate, but I really wanted that to be taken over by somebody else because I wanted to focus on my workouts and the gym and being creative with that and really helping people there. And so Natasha, while
another badass.
Another badass woman, man. She's also inspired me because she just never gives up. And she approached me and said, you know, I really want to be a part of this. You inspire me. And I really want to help people. And I was like really humbled. I was like, wow, this rock star wants to help me. and we literally, I gotta say, this business really is not just about a business. It's about making connections with people, because that's really what I've done through my training. It's like I've made some really deep connections with people, not even knowing it, and not even knowing that how much I was helping them or them helping me. It's like a give and take. Right. So that's really what my business is about. It's about
how do we hire you?
Health and fitness.
Tell me how to hire you.
Oh, okay. So you can go to train N, like the letter N, thrive, thrive, JD.com. That's where my website is, and I'm planning on these people being included in my website. We're missing one member, which is Bianca. She couldn't make it today, but she will be. She'll be on.
And, awesome. Well, yeah. She's coming on the show, so she can.
That's what
she
I
can talk
figured.
About it when
yeah,
she's
yeah.
when
she
she's
said
on.
That she texted me.
Oh, okay, cool.
She, yeah,
good.
She,
when Natasha, what's your jam with all this?
Oh. I'm more into like the nutrition part of it.
Okay.
I struggled for many years with eating. Like a lot of people think that, you know, when you're big, it's because you eat so much. And I had the opposite problem. I just didn't eat at all. Mm. And when I did eat, it was just something because I was just, you know, hungry. I was starving myself.
Mm.
And so I learned to eat, first of all.
Good.
And then I learned to eat very healthy and to keep my body, you know, going. And this was even before Julie. And then I added the exercise to it, and I lost about 68 pounds.
Fucking
and
A.
And so mm-hmm.
Nice.
I just – thank you. And so
that's
then –
that's a lot of bags of sugar.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bags of anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
concrete.
You ever hold a 68-pound turkey?
No.
When I lost weight, I lost weight. When I lost the first 30, I went to the grocery store and picked up a 30-pound turkey, and I was like, God, whoa. Yeah, that's not.
It really shows you.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think people realize the, you know, like what it actually entails and how it feels when you drop weight like that. It's like crazy, you know? So, but then, yeah, I just started, I incorporated exercise, and then I met Julie. She came to my show one time, and I was like, oh, she seems nice. And I seen her in the gym one day, and she was like, hi. She's always so bright and sparkly, and she with the hair, you know, we always do the hair,
right?
And she, you know, she came up to me, and then I realized, because I kind of like stalked her for a second on Facebook, because I wanted to know why she's in such good shape.
Social media, good for the stalking.
I did. So I was like, who is this chick? So I found out she was a trainer, and I, you know, kind of just one time we were out, and I just asked her. And she was like, yeah, I'll totally do it. And she talked to me, and we got together, and we turned into really good friends. So, and we hang out quite a bit. And she's very, I'm not good with emotional stuff. So I'm just like,
that's helpful
say,
for a
no,
singer
Julie,
to not be good with emotions.
Julie is cool, man. She's the most positive person I think I've ever met. She's always laughing, always smiling. I mean, I know sometimes we all go through stuff. I know she's not perfect, but she is just a very positive person. So when she came to me too, and she wanted to do this, and I was like, I would really, really like to do this.
Awesome.
I think the food part is the hardest part for people. I am strict with it, believe it or not. Like, I am probably stricter than she is sometimes.
Dude, I am eating so, tell me if this is true for you. I'm eating so clean right now that all you have to do is talk about a food and I crave it. Like Trish said orange juice the other day. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I haven't had orange juice in quite some time.
Oh, me either, honey. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Stephanie, what's your jam here?
Alice, actually.
Alice, Jesus. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right. No, just Alice, not Alice Jesus.
So is the co-host, am I supposed to hit you now? Is this when I hit you?
That'll be my recording name.
You're supposed to talk over me when I fuck up is what you're supposed to do.
It's okay. No, it's just,
I'll edit that right out, Allison. I did that on purpose.
That's okay. So I actually met Julie a few years ago. She's mutual friends with somebody who's a really good friend of mine. And it was just like great to see her at the band gigs and stuff. And I didn't really think much beyond that. Of course, it's impossible not to notice the shape that she's in. I mean, she's like, I think anybody who's as eyes looks and goes, my God, boy, that's really
same experience.
Admirable.
Yeah.
You know, and then during COVID, I'm a registered nurse, and during COVID, I put on quite a bit of weight. I wound up with about 60 extra pounds on me. And I just
she
you
lost
know,
it. She found it.
Yeah. So
that's
I
universal.
Actually,
just so you know,
I lost it, And I started to incorporate exercise, but I felt like I was, like I'd hit my goal, but I was sort of at a plateau. So, you know, I think I mentioned one day at a gig, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm remembering this correctly. And I was like, hey, you know, I see that you, you know, she told me she was a personal trainer. So I reached out one night. I was like, I was just wondering if you had any advice of how to like break the mold a little bit and take my routine to another level. So we started talking. And then we started to become friends. And then one day she reached out and said, hey, how would you like to join the team? I'm like, yeah, nice. I'd love to. Yes. I think it's for somebody who was in my situation, you know, I'm not 21. And a lot of women who are mature they feel like it's hopeless.
The ship has sailed.
Like, you know, it's not going to happen now. So if there's somebody out there who's in that situation that I can reach, that's kind of what I would like to you know, be able to do with this.
Beautiful,
you know?
Man.
Absolutely.
That's so important because, like, to bust that age myth is a big thing.
It is a big thing. I was harboring under that myth myself.
Me too. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in, and I'm 60. And I did triathlon, so I'm in better shape now. If you're using age to hold you back,
right?
Don't.
Yes.
Just don't.
Yeah.
And it could be lots of people that you witness in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, when certain women of certain age hit menopause, mm-hmm. You're going to gain weight, right?
Wait.
Well, here's the thing. Like, look around. Yes, there's a percentage of the population that has, and then there's a percentage of the population who has somehow debunked the myth.
Right.
Follow them.
Right.
Ask them what they're doing. Read the books that they're reading. And you can get there too. So, you know, being of a certain age, of a certain weight struggle, it's such an expander to people, you know, to be approachable in the gym. Geez, how did you get in that shape? That's how I met Julie on the dance floor, and she took her jacket off one day, and I was like, oh, hello.
Yes.
What's going on over there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how she enters a room.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, shh. She just starts dancing.
But it was funny because there was
no idea what
when I first met Julie, she hit it a little bit. And I remember the one time she saw me. I go out dancing, I dress in layers, right? Because once I get going, I'm hot. And I'm not wearing that sweater in January. So it's layer, layer, layer. And I got down to a tank top. She's like, that's a good idea. The next time I saw her out, she was like, and I was like, I'm going to put my sweater back on. Those are some nice arms you got, girl.
I have a great menopause story. Who was it? Carrie Lynn Montalbano was in here, and she's also a trainer, and she's a ton of fun. And we're talking, and somehow menopause came up, and I go to her, I go, "Oh yeah, Trish is in menopause, and that heat flashes are the heat thing is real, right?" So fast forward, we're in the car, and I don't listen to the show to hear my own voice. I hate the sound of my own voice, but I do listen to it to try to get better. So I'm in the car with Trish, and of course she's like, "Well, I'm like, pick a show, it's just like." Pick a segment, and of course, we're driving down the road, and she hears me say, "Oh, yeah, Trish is in menopause." And all of a sudden, she's like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Am I not supposed to say that stuff on?" Oops. So, your approach is you do the workout, Julie.
And Bianca's getting certified.
Okay.
So,
fantastic.
And then we have them.
Yeah, I'm actually one final exam away from my National Association of Sports Medicine certification for nutrition coach.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, excited. I should have that done by the end of the week.
Tell me one thing I can eat that I don't think I can eat.
Carbs.
I can eat carbs?
People never think they can eat carbs. Need them. You need them. Your body uses them for energy. Without them, your body is not... is deprived of its primary energy source. Mm-hmm.
Can I share a story real quick?
Please. Is it menopause?
So it's about carbs.
Oh, okay. So we've moved on. Okay.
When you said that, I had to learn the hard way because, you know, when I first started losing weight, I was on a low-carb diet. And I'm telling you, I could find things and work around this low-carb thing. I didn't need carbs. And then eventually I was on it for too long. And I started feeling really tired all the time. And I couldn't function. Mm-hmm. I couldn't focus.
That's what happens.
Then by then I met Julie and I'm like, Julie, what is wrong with me? And then I'm counting on cards. Like, I literally was down to like 26 carbs
a day.
That's
not, you can't.
Oh, I know now. Yeah, I know that now. But I'm saying like 26 carbs a day, sometimes 18.
Yeah.
So I was like tired, no energy, no focus. My eyesight got bad. Like, yep. I was really in bad shape. Like, I was in good shape, but I was in bad shape.
Same exact thing. Keto flu.
So I had to.
Yeah, keto flu.
But then
keto
what happened was I had to, like, start. And, like, she told me, and she was like, wow, she can really, you know, get you to where you need to be. I mean, she stays makes you accountable for everything. Like, I was sending her my meals and stuff like that every day. Like, she wouldn't give up. She was like, what did you eat today? What did you eat for boarding? What did you eat for this? What did you eat? I mean, she wanted them, like, every minute of the day, you right. know? So when I started really looking at it and really making sure I got to a certain amount of carbs, I felt better. I did gain back like 10, 15 pounds, but that's also with muscle and that. And once I got it weighted out, you know, I'm at a good place now because I know how much I can eat and how much and what good carbs are versus bad right. carbs.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Like, you can't just be like, oh, I carbs. Need carbs right. and I need rice. You know, it's yeah. like, no, you get them through other things. You
absolutely.
Know? So.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have to say any diet where you have to completely eliminate any group of macronutrients you should avoid.
Yeah.
You know?
I did carnivore for like 3 months because I see the face. It works.
Sorry, my face got
no, no, no. It does work. You drop, but then I got sick like you.
Yeah.
But like
and
real
and you
sick.
Rebound.
Yeah. So I went to I work out with the Julie too. So I went to the other Julie and I'm like, Julie, I feel like shit. And she's like, I told you, you gotta have some carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing is balance. What Julie taught me is that it starts with what you eat. You could exercise
and
all the
you
time.
You can absolutely.
It will do nothing.
You can out train a bad diet.
right.
You have to expend more than you take in.
And also, like, you know, just talking about the aesthetics of it, that's what you eat really impacts the aesthetics of your body. Because, like, you can, you know, you can be in good cardiovascular shape. You can be strong and not look the way you want to look. And at some point, the exercise plateaus. And the only place you can go is diet, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it, 80 to 90%? Is that accurate of your...
Yeah. 80 to 90%
of weight loss,
definitely.
Of weight loss is
of
diet.
Weight loss and muscle gain because you know for protein you want to eat.
You've done the show before. You know about the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Matt,
I shouldn't have to be coaching you. You're the coach.
So
it's such a relaxed atmosphere. You feel like you're just in a room full of people.
Yeah,
just
right.
Like
hanging out.
Well, that's good, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, So you want. For your body weight, you should eat that many grams of protein.
Right.
For most people.
Oh, you mean eat your body weight
yeah,
in protein?
Yeah, eat your body weight in protein.
In protein.
Like X amount of grams
well, we
per
had a
kilogram.
Problem with that.
Oh, okay.
It was a formula.
Remember,
yeah.
You know, like, remember when you calculated all my stuff and then when we calculated it and it was just like we had to give and take between both of us because my body was just.
Yeah.
I think it's genes and.
Well,
and my,
it's
whatever.
That and you were on keto for so long
yeah.
that it messed up your metabolism.
Yeah.
They could do that. And now she's totally back. Oh, she's like,
there you go.
She feels good.
Ro, what do you do to work out? Because you're in sick shape too.
I work out at home.
And what do you do?
Beach body programs.
Yeah?
I used to be a beach body coach.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
then I did 75 hard, which I highly recommend to anybody. Most
What's,
people, it scares them.
What is
it's,
that?
It's a program where you do two workouts a day. It's 45 minutes.
Man.
Two workouts, 45 minutes in length.
She was doing two
yeah.
workouts. She was
yeah.
doing two
workouts.
Yeah,
and one of them has
to
be outside, but there's also a whole lot of mental
stuff.
Kristen,
I'm going to have to meet
you outside. Yes, meet you outside in the parking lot for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
No?
Well.
All right, hold on, listener. I was just saying that I get yelled at for doing what Kristen does, and now Julie's yelling at me that no.
Well, no, it's a cycle program. You don't do it every
single.
That's not every day for 365 days. There's three cycles that you do in a year.
I did it for my video because I wanted to fit into this outfit and. So I worked out twice a day.
Yeah.
For like,
two a days.
For like
what? So why
two
is
2 weeks.
Hours bad?
It's just too much.
This is your chance to yell back at me.
It really is just too much. You got to – that's not where you gain your gains. You gain your muscle. Rest is where you gain your gains.
Okay.
The workout, yes. You're going in. You're tearing down the muscles. You can do – okay, look at a sprinter, look at a long distance runner.
Right.
Whose body do you want? I've seen people do marathons that
look like they're going to die.
They don't look healthy.
Yeah.
They don't look healthy.
Right. They look like they're going to die. Yeah.
And then sprinters are just jacked. Like, mm-hmm. they're jacked.
You're
and
right.
So they're not spending
And sprinters
hours
have great asses, which I do not have.
Believe me. I've done marathons. I've done marathons. I've sprinted. I've done, you know, the triathlons.
Right.
And, you know, I learned the hard way. Like, I have discs that are just, you know, disintegrated because of all the pounding and all the running and all the – it's really getting you nowhere.
My husband works out, and he's in construction, and his expression is, I'd rather have the foreman's body than the bricklayer's body, because the foreman jumps in once in a while and helps and then rests. Yeah. And the bricklayers, it's all day long every day.
Right.
You know, and the resting foreman is the one that has the, you know, is better.
Because you need your body.
You has to, yeah.
I know, John. I was where you were. I've been there. That was my thing. That was my jam. It helped me through a lot of things in my life. I've been through, like everybody, we all have our traumas and our tribulations. And I would spend 2 hours in the gym.
Right.
And I would get from my brothers because, well, my mom brother is a really big trainer and really knows a lot. He'd be like, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And I wouldn't listen.
How often do you work out?
I work out usually. So I have a Zoom class in the morning. So I kind of work out there. Like, that's a 40-minute strength and conditioning class. And then I have a lunch break. So I do like 20 minutes there. And then I work out. I don't work out with my clients usually. I'm like watching their form.
Right.
You know, correcting their form. I'll show them how to do it. But that's usually my workout. And I usually take off on Saturdays. Sometimes I work out on Sundays.
Right. The Zoom class is part of?
Yeah. The Zoom class is part of Train and Thrive.
Okay, great. So I can sign up for that on the site?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm jumping all over you.
How many times a week is the Zoom class?
It's twice.
Twice a week. And you get to choose when you go.
It's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's 7 a.m. for right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're on home from here. Let's talk psychology. The part of my 2 hour a day thing is like I'm crazy and I manage it by, I have like this nutty routine where I get up at 3 a.m. and I handwrite 3 pages and then I work out for 2 hours a day, which is also crazy, but it helps me manage the crazy. The psychological, well, there's two things. One reason I love your business is to have a community that you're working out with is it makes such a difference to have somebody to hold you accountable, which I think scares people because they're like, oh, well, this is just somebody making sure I don't cheat and yelling at me. It's not that. You bond so tight with the people that you work with, right?
True. Totally.
That you wind up wanting to be – like I
you want their success,
yeah,
because you love them.
Well, and you end up
loving them. I mean, I'm just, you do. That's the type of person I am. You're like, you love them. You want to see them succeed. You do.
And as a client, it's so motivating to have that because you don't want to let your friend down. Right. Like I don't want to let my Julie down. So I'm, you know, so I'm there all the time. And it that is so if you're thinking about getting into shape and you know, once you have a program and you blah, 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 then you can Kristen row it all day long and do it from home.
Well, listen, I love the at-home program that I do because the woman's constantly giving positive affirmations.
Right.
So I'm getting something out of that too. Right. I'm not just, standing there by myself.
But
I'm
you're already in shape. So you have the discipline
and
the program.
I've also not been in shape, and I do it for my mental health. I work out every single day because it's a mental health for me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not running a marathon the whole time, right? There's breaks in between, and there's all different things that go on.
Right. Yeah, I do three of my workouts at home every week. I do three spin classes a week. And I'd say I watch a video, and it's sometimes it's live, and the person who's doing the training is very upbeat and positive, very much like Julie, like yourself. And that is affirming.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I enjoy spin. you know, and it's,
there's
it's
validating
really
yourself, and there's outside validation.
And the other two
too.
Workouts are at the gym for
I have
strength.
So many people on me to do spin because, like, I'm 60 and I'm still running.
Much easier on the joints.
They're like, yeah, bro, like, bro, it's enough. Enough. What's that?
Or sprints.
Oh, I'm doing sprints.
On,
but
on grass.
Oh, on grass?
Or, like, you know, not a hard surface.
Right, right. Yeah.
Definitely. That's what my recommendation.
Okay. Yeah. So, but the point I'm failing to make is if you are not in shape and thinking about getting in shape, the value of partnering with somebody who knows what they're doing, it you don't have to be there for 7.5 years. It's not a $2.5 million commitment. But to get you from A to B, it's so important to have somebody alongside you that you relate to who accountability isn't you're getting scolded. Accountability is the relationship where you want that person, like you said, you want that person to know what you're up to, and you want that person's feedback. Because I think when people say, like, you know, well, I need somebody to hold me accountable, it seems disciplinary, and that's not what this is. What this is I have a relationship where I want to show you how good I'm doing, and that's invaluable, especially if you're getting started and don't have that discipline to, you know, get the...
Well, yeah, because we all lie to ourselves, right? If you actually write down what you eat and drink in a day versus just doing it, oh, I'm at 1,400 calories. Did you go to Starbucks today?
Right, the hell you are. Right, right.
Did you forget about those Madeline cookies?
Lunch was 1,400 calories.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, to have somebody standing next to you saying, one more rep, I know you have it in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many times you said that, but the millions of reps that people put in because somebody said it to them is...
Oh, yeah.
Life-changing.
Incredible.
Life-changing.
Incredible. Do we work out? Where do we work out when we hire you? Do we work out at home? Do we work out?
Either can go to your house or your gym.
Okay.
A lot of my clients are at Planet Fitness.
Okay.
They're actually redoing my gym and my clubhouse. So I've trained people there. So we've got a variety of places, and I like that. I like having giving people a choice to where they want to go and what they want to do. I could go to
if them. Somebody's working out at home. What's the investment for equipment? What do I need?
What do you need? Oh, I'd say 10, 8, 5 for to start out. That's it. 10, 8, 5.
10, 8, 5.
Weights.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Dumbbells.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
I have a bench.
10, 8, 5 dumbbells, a bench,
couple hundred bucks.
A mat. Yeah.
If you're going to spin, the bike ranges anywhere from a few hundred bucks to a few thousand.
Right.
Depending on.
Are you a Pelotoner?
No. No. I'm a YouTube ton. YouTube toner.
All right. I have to try the spinning thing, man.
Yeah,
right.
The spin is cool.
Spin is fun.
I used to teach spin. That was.
I can send you the link. You know, the channel that I use. I mean, she doesn't yell at you, which is why I don't like that.
Well, I'm sure some people. That's probably one of the things you have to address with people. Is some people like to be yelled at. Some people like to be very gently spoken to. There's a nuance to all of that.
Different.
I need that harshness because I want her to be like, and then she'll be like, send me the video of you doing this, and I'll send her so I know that I'm accountable for it.
I'm so like
I'm
you.
A Leo, so,
I'm so
I just
Leo.
Like,
yep. I'm so like you, man.
I want that.
Oh, sorry.
I want that.
Yeah, no.
So.
I want my Julie yelling at me. Like I want the what the
and
fuck?
She don't yell. She don't yell. She just
no right.
Puts it back to you. You know what I mean? That's kind of not. Puts
did
it
you
back
push
to
hard
you,
enough?
Like, no. It's like she's like, I want you to do this, and she'll send me a workout, whatever. And then for me, I have to be accountable. So sometimes, like, I'll send her videos, like, see, I did it. I'm
right.
not just saying that I did it. Or I send
did
her.
She'll write you back.
This,
you know, Natasha, you sent me that
like,
video 3 weeks ago.
And she gives me.
Notice the date.
Yeah, right.
It's snowing in the background, Natasha. July.
No, I'm very honest. I'm probably one of the honest people. You'll probably meet. I'm very honest.
She'll be like, Julie, that wasn't 10. that was
yeah
seven.
She skips on numbers yeah. sometimes
yep.
and I could so get away with like Eric would he'd probably yeah, get away he'd with he'd probably like oh 10 all right we're good like she'd be like okay you're on 20 I'm like no I'm not I'm on 17 and then I'm like Julie I still have three more and she's like oh okay and I'm sitting there like damn it I should have just went with that but I'm accountable and that's another yeah. thing I what we talked about too is that people have to be accountable for their own actions too. Like if you didn't lose weight or you didn't do it, it doesn't always necessarily mean that your trainer failed you.
100%. If you're going to pay for a coach,
you're gonna pay for it, exactly.
you better be coachable.
Right. Exactly.
Because what you're doing is not working on some level.
Exactly.
Right. You know, not to Dr. Phil you, but how's that working for
you? Yeah, because.
Right. And a lot of times it's baby steps. Yeah. I have a client, actually. It's your cousin's wife.
Yeah.
Yep. So baby steps. You can't do it all at once. So she wasn't getting to the gym and she wasn't doing her workouts because her life is consuming. Like she's got a lot of stuff going on. So I said, you gotta do like 3 or 4 times a week.
Right.
And so she just brought the membership that day. That day she was like, I'm gonna do it. And she's like, I don't want to disappoint you. And I'm like, you're not disappointing me.
You're disappointing you. You.
Exactly. Right.
So just, you know, right. and she did it. She's doing it now. So she's going to see results.
I don't know if this is a thing anymore. But if you're a guy listening to this and you're worried about working out with a woman, let me assuage your fears for 1 second. You probably want to. They're smarter than us.
Good one.
You get.
You said it on air, so you can't take that back.
Yeah, yeah. We're all shutting up and smiling real big in the studio right now.
Yes, do go on, please. Don't stop there.
You can Thank slip you. Way less bullshit past them than yeah. you can. And no, it's really if that's a thing for you and you're thinking about doing this, I live in a different spot than you all. Otherwise, I'd be right there. You're being stupid. Don't let that be an excuse to stop you at all. And by the way, at some point, you age out to the point where they're all stronger than you anyway. So
I can vouch for that as a nurse.
There you go. Right? Do you how big do you want to get?
I want to get big.
You want to get big?
Yeah. My dream is to like touch people all over the world. I'm doing it
beautiful
in Delaware. I'm doing it in Easton, Maryland. So
good.
Those people are coming to my Zoom class. You know, it's my sister, her friends, a classmate from my high school. So they see me on Facebook.
Were you in shape in high school?
Not like now.
Not like now.
Not
okay.
like now.
I asked you this. You did sports, right?
I did sports. Right. I did lacrosse.
Right, lacrosse.
Everything.
Right.
Basketball.
Lacrosse is badass.
Yeah, badass.
You can get your head handed to you lacrosse.
Girls lacrosse, it's like they blow the whistle every 10 seconds. I'm like, we just need to put helmets on because. I just.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they should. It'll protect them. But yeah, I played everything. And then I started to run a lot. And that's when I actually went through an eating disorder when I was younger.
Right.
Yeah. So, but that's why.
How'd you beat that?
You know, it started with really drinking.
Right.
And then it became like an, you know, the eating disorder. And then I grew up and I started to take accountability for me and my life. And I constantly, especially now, am working on myself. Like, you know, I went to AA,
right.
12-step, I went to ACA, Kristen. And I guess that's, you know, really, I just kind of went, I think like the running was like obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't helping. And it really is. It's like when you're in it, you're like, you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's like you're really sick.
Right.
And I'm not sick anymore.
But beating an eating disorder is not an easy job.
Yeah, I wonder what the stats are on eating disorders. I wonder how common it is. Not, I bet you it's very common among women specifically.
You're gonna keep on. So I now have like this really healthy relationship with food.
But how'd you get there?
How'd I get there? I'm like, through fitness and health, because I don't think I would have been. I don't think I would have been in a right mindset state of mind without health and fitness to have a healthy relationship with food, because I would have been too scared to be like, oh my God, I'm going to get fat or I'm going to.
Right.
And then I worked, you know, I got sober and stopped drinking and worked on myself. And that's really what it came down to is.
How fast there after you stopped drinking did you get shredded? Because drinking
will kill you. Just like,
blows you up. Yeah.
So, wait a minute. I stopped drinking and didn't lose a pound. I was so mad.
Oh,
I did that with chocolate too. Didn't lose a pound.
That is unfair.
It was tragic, is what it was.
Tragic. So, out of stint of being sober for 10 years and then.
Wait, say it again?
I was sober for 10 years.
Right, okay.
And then I went back out for 5.
Right.
And was trying to coexist as a trainer and trying to get everybody healthy, but I was really sick again myself.
Right.
And then I got back into AA because I knew that's what I had to do. And I did it for me, for my kids, and I wanted to show up for me and my life. And now I show up every day for me and my life, and it literally is just putting one foot in front of the other and being accountable. And doing the next right thing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't doing the right thing.
People are definitely not alone in disordered eating, whether it's emotional eating or eating disorder. I know I had one when I was young.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How'd you kick it?
Well, I was probably 10.
Okay.
I went through puberty young. Now I've done menopause and puberty in one show.
Nicely done.
That's a lot of hormones.
Trish is in puberty. Sorry.
It was simple as this. Literally, I was 10 years old.
I just want her to hear that to counteract the other one.
We're all in the car with you, Trish. We got you. I remember being 10 years old. I had gone through puberty young. I sat on the bench in school next to a girl named Randy, and my thighs spread and hers didn't. It was that quick in my brain. And so that whole summer, I opted to eat Triscuits, cottage cheese, and celery sticks. And that was it. Nobody in my family noticed. I'm the youngest, so they were like, whatever. Is she alive? That's good.
The mirror's not fucked.
And my gauge was literally when I sat, I didn't want my thighs to spread. That was my 10-year-old eating disorder. But now to this day, like certain foods, you know, like if I'm in a mood, it's a very subconscious thing that I'll eat
moods?
Stuff.
I don't imagine you with moods.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yes, moody bitch.
Okay, fair enough.
To this day, like yesterday, I went and saw my daughter and I was like, I'm going to stick to the plan. And I stuck to the plan until I stopped at Trader Joe's on the way home. And I was hungry when I stopped there. And I was going to stop there and get 2 turkey sticks and that was it. And drive home. That's not what I got. It was like $60 later. And I was like, but the chips have olive oil on them. This is so good.
Healthy for you.
Yeah. That's healthy. Not the whole bag.
Right.
It's like, oh, the crunch, the salt. I only have 40 more minutes on the ride home.
That's how
I should have just flung them out the window. But I did.
Hard.
That's littering.
Yeah.
So
I
could have got
that.
A fine.
Right.
So I didn't want to do that.
So you ate to protect the environment.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. I didn't want a turtle to choke on a bag when I live nowhere near an ocean. Yes.
See, that's why I take my meals with me. Like, even in my bag, I have a meal.
I do.
I'm going to change oil. Like,
I could have walked into Trader Joe's and went right to the turkey sticks and checked out. But they were like, oh, it's chocolate-covered espresso beans. Everybody should have those. It's just a little package.
Right.
How much harm
everybody
can it do?
Should do, right.
Those are good.
They're so
those
good.
Those are good.
I feel you, because that's exactly how I feel sometimes. I'm like, ooh, if I have it with me, I don't have the urge to stop at a store or stop at a place or, you know, make, oh, I could just do this. And it's like more, it makes me more accountable.
So is that like, your whole Sunday afternoon is meal prep?
Yes.
Yeah, I do it Sunday and Wednesday.
Yeah. Because I get tired by Wednesday of eating the same thing from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I change it up on Wednesday.
Energy and focus, right? I'm going to do this so that I don't have to think about it later.
You know, the other aspect of exercising in a design program that I found was it gets bigger than just exercise. Once you have done something physically that you weren't able to do, it transposes to the rest of your life. And you're like, well, wait a second. If I can do 21s with a 60-pound barbell when I used to do it with a 35-pound barbell, how much how much better a dad could I be if I you know, what am I capable of there? What can I do on a guitar? What can I do on the show? But you don't realize it while it's happening. It's not like a conscious thing, but your brain starts to work differently, and you start. The great thing about training is it's a tangible goal. You know what 25 pounds is. So when you go to 30, you know you've made an improvement. There's no debate about it. And once your brain registers, oh, wait, you can do stuff you didn't think you could do, that just kind of spills over onto the rest of your life. And maybe I can
It's empowering.
For
sure.
And maybe I can be a little bit more patient. Maybe I can, you know, whatever that is. So you get – training with somebody, you get so much more benefit than just biceps.
So yes, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it just
except for split squats.
Oh, split squats are the devil. Oh,
you were right. I don't think I'll hate them.
Split squats are the devil.
I don't think that'll ever make me want to do anything in my life.
Like when I'm like, okay.
Once she treads lightly when she goes sit. When I pull the bench over the bench,
you do the Bulgarian split squats where you work. Dude, I have no thighs. I have the weirdest body. I have no ass and thighs. No matter what I do, I can do.
You're the chicken I wouldn't pick at the store.
So there you go.
No ass, no thighs. What's that?
Right. But no, I'm serious though. Like I can do 150 squats right now. I can do 150 squats and not stop.
Oh, God bless you.
No, those Bulgarian squats, I can't do at all. And all the squats, no
it's
thighs.
It's helped her with her balance so much.
Balance is.
Balance. I will admit it gave me a little bit more of a booty.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't get that.
It definitely helped. My legs are like freaking. She combines those with the leg press. Like, oh my God.
You all do that BOSU ball?
BOSU.
Yeah.
Done it.
I used to Mountain be completely climbers. Flat. Yep. And it's like, it's there. I'm so happy right now.
Yes.
You have
what
done.
Do you guys, what do you guys like better? Do you like the scale, progress pictures, or the tape measure?
Pictures. Yeah. Scale is very
hands
obsessive.
Down. Yeah.
I get obsessive over the scale.
I think me pictures.
Too. Yep.
Very bad.
Yeah. Pictures. I don't even own a scale.
And it's the hardest part, though. Like, it's nobody hard. Wants to mark that point in time. That's day one.
Yeah.
That's it. It's an ugly time.
We can fluctuate.
But do it. You got to do it. You got to take the picture.
You do have to take the picture.
Yep.
Because you will be so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can see it in your face, too, where you're like, ew.
Oh,
sometimes
God.
I find it difficult to look at pictures of myself 60 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Me too. I look like a whole
sometimes
different person.
I don't mind, but every now and then.
I was so confident then. And I was like, and then I didn't realize I was that big. It's something
you don't realize.
You don't even realize you're that big.
Even when you see pictures of yourself at that time, you don't see it the same way you do.
No.
Right.
You know, now
totally.
You look and you go, oh my God.
So you know how
let anybody take a picture from that angle.
You know how Facebook throws you out like this is 3 years
ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Facebook.
So I used to do these lives on Facebook because it was COVID and like I couldn't play for anybody. So I would do these lives and I was gigantic. And when it pops, I'm like, you fucking put that out there? Are you crazy? You look like a whole band and you're one guy. Oh, that's a nightmare. All right. So the website is?
The website is Train, TRAN, and then N, Thrive, THRIVEJD.com.
It's this with a JD at the end.
Beautiful. Here, hold on. I just pointed a microphone at a notebook.
Oh, wait, I forgot the
say
I.
It again.
That's okay.
You say it again.
Tran
and Thon. Here, Julie. Here you go. Here's a cue card.
TRIVE.
Tran and Thrive is beautiful.
I'm really. I didn't meditate before I came here. Last time I meditated, I was like totally spot on.
Next week is going to be Tan and Thrive.
They're just losing letters.
It's just going to be TNT at some point. TNT. Explosive.
So folks out there, if you haven't gotten your goals achieved in your weight loss and fitness journey, you should give these ladies a call. Get some fitness accountability. Get some training tips. You can do it in your home. You can do it in any gym that you choose to. Get some accountability for what you're putting in your mouth and what you're putting out your limbs.
I'm trying. That was home from here.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, we're done. Wow. Yeah. Hold on one second. I just got to grab it.